6 o'clock. So we have 6 o'clock. We will call some order to the Administration Committee meeting for Wednesday, February 15, 2023. We have in person myself, Alderman Transier, Alderman Charulis, Alderman Soling. We also have staff present, our minute taker, and we do have some guests in the audience. First item on our agenda is citizens' comments. Do we have anybody who would like to speak?
That's for us?
I'm sorry, did you hear yourself?
Yeah, citizen comments.
So, the very reason for us attending tonight is in regards to the ongoing sound noise ordinance problem that we have with pinhead going up. This has been a issue for a number of years. Myself, I live at 1208 Sunset in Yorkville. Sadly enough for me, it's the house that's right behind Boeing. Now, we knew there was Boeing out here when we did years ago. What we didn't know was what was to transpire over the years. And we've been through a number of changes. The biggest complaint that myself and we're living where we live and the other residents that are near that location is the Friday night, sometime every Saturday night, and occasionally on weekends, the booming noise of bass coming from the boy out. When you stand outside, you can hear the bass noise, and it's not that bad. But I would venture to say, if you came into the bedroom that I stay in, which is across the back of the house, which is, in my measurements, about 70 feet from the back of the boy out, you hear a boom. Boom, boom. You don't hear any other music. All you hear is that bass. And that bass bounces off the wall and it drives us nuts. Now, we have on a number of occasions over the years called the police department to resolve the issue of noise. Now, there have been some other issues too in regards to the location and to the activities that take place outside of Boeing, the people that attend Boeing. On a Friday night or on a Saturday night, those issues are actually few and far between. It's the sound issue that continues to be the source of all the complaints from the residents. I don't know what else I can tell you. We've been working with Craig for over a year now. Again, about a year ago, Craig had approached the neighbors in regards to sound issues and so forth. And he called a meeting, and we had a meeting here with the new owners of the Boeing at the time. And Barlow's was here, and I don't recall exactly who else was here.
Chief Jensen.
The chief of police was here. At that meeting, the new owners wanted all the residents to know that they wanted us. They wanted to be our friends. They didn't want any problems. They just wanted us to be friends and be happy in the neighborhood. Well, what is the first thing this man did? He went out and built a band stage, almost in my backyard, because it was at the back of the Romeo, 75 feet from the back of our house. So, and he insisted at that meeting that this band stage was going to be built of soundproofing materials, and he just went on and on about the whole thing. And what does it do? He turns right around, he builds something that, and anybody that's got $100 and goes to Menards can buy the lumber to put together when he. That's the stage. He wants to have outdoor music on Friday and Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's annoying. It should not be allowed. So we're hoping, going forward, we can get a different sound ordinance or adjustments made to the present sound ordinance in regards to that.
Thank you. Can I get your name?
My name is Norm. The last name backs up. He is a boy, AX.
Thank you. Appreciate your coming.
So, I actually contacted the police on several occasions going back to probably 2010 through several different owners. is on kitty corner from the, it's not a bowling alley, it's a dance hall. That's what it is. And I've successfully been able to have some violations. This last one I think was maybe 3-4 weeks back, where there was a noise violation. I have a problem come out into my backyard, but I work. We all work. And at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's booming, the noise is just horrendous, and there's maybe 3-4 people in there. There's really no excuse for that amount of people. I've actually gone in there, not with the new owner, but I have actually, with the previous owners, gone in there at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, where it was ridiculously loud. It would wake me up in the middle of the night. And there were literally two people sitting at the bar. I think a lot of the noise has to do with when they have DJs or when they have the drums. They do not have proper, it's not properly soundproof. It's an old metal shed. It's an old 1960s bowling alley. Should have never been converted into what it is. When I first moved in, if they did have a band, I never noticed it because they didn't have all the speakers and the sound equipment. So we're really kind of hoping to get this, get it under control, because I'm going to tell you, I'm in no good sense. My nerves are shot. My home value is shot. How can I, can I have somebody come in and buy my home for what it's worth? I doubt it. I don't want to put any more money into my home. I don't even want to put siding under my home. I do not want to put another dime into my home that I'm not going to get out of it because of this. The rest of the neighborhood's fine. They are right in our backyard. It's our fence, and then it's their parking lot. So they're right there. But that's what I'm kind of hoping. I'm just kind of hoping that something can be done to give us some type of relief. Something with the sound ordinances. I know, I come from Aurora. I lived in Aurora for years. So I think Aurora is, there's a lot of businesses. And you could have a business right next to a home. Their sound ordinance there is after 10:30, if you're running a business, you're running a car dealership, whatever you're running, you cannot interfere with that homeowner that is right next to you. So I was kind of hoping we could maybe pull something like that into Yorkville. All right, thanks.
Hey, what's your name?
Roxanne Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name's Diane Schaefer. I'm Roxanne's neighbor. My backyard, actually, if you walked my fence, you'd be in their parking lot. We moved here about a year and a half ago from Massachusetts. We love the town, we love the people, we love everything about my house. I had no clue what we'd be dealing with this situation. We thought it was a bowling alley, big deal. I'm at the point where I'm someone who, I hate to bother the police. I'm not a complainer, I'm not a troublemaker. I try to live and let live, but please, if you could put yourselves in our shoes and try to picture just trying to relax in the quiet of your own bedroom to go to sleep peacefully without hearing boom, 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 boom. I mean, I had my grandbaby over a few weeks ago. I think it was the night when they got the ticket. It was insanity trying to rock a baby to sleep. And, the place is just thumping away through the windows. Everything's closed up in my house. Sometimes I can make out what song they're playing because of the rhythm, and the banging. It's just, it is definitely a disturbing the peace violation as far as we're all concerned, because we have no peace. And, I paid darn good money for my house. And I just think that, when you look at this situation, if you could please just put yourselves in our shoes and think, what would I feel if I couldn't get a minute's peace any night of the week, really? And I'm so sick of calling the police, but they're so good. And they're like, just keep calling us, keep calling us. I hate that. I'm getting to the point where I almost resent the fact. But I just can't have a peaceful night in my bedroom, And my husband, he works a lot of hours. He gets up super early. It's just not right to anybody. And we all get the feeling that the owners, when we met with them here at the last meeting, they just said what they wanted to tell us to get get our hopes up, and we were told it was a family-friendly environment. And it's not family-friendly, because he doesn't care about our families. So please help us. Please update the sound movements or the disturbing of peace, whatever you have to do, please. We need some sanity, and we're good people. We're not trying to cause problems. We told him we wanted his business to do well, but he's not holding his end of the bargain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Kremsky, I actually did not come to talk about that, but just one thing on that, that's what we call secondary effects. That's what happens when the community gets affected by what happens at a business when they're not on ordinances. So that's what your community is coming to tell you about. And that's what also happens when there's businesses that aren't owned by people that live within the community. They don't have concerns about what's actually going on in the community. They're concerned about profit and bringing people from out of town into town. So I just hope that you consider that. I came to talk about the ordinance for solicitation. And I just want to bring up a few things that I thought that you could go a little bit further with the exemptions. I know what your intent was, and it seems realistic that that needs to happen for as far as minors and youth organizations. I mean, this just seems kind of absurd that we're going to restrict kids from doing the normal activities that they would do in school districts. But one thing I want you to consider, which Kendall County has in their ordinances, is to specify, because I can tell you that the citizens and the community don't know what soliciting is. And there's actually some misunderstanding with the police about solicitation and what can and can't happen. So I'm asking that you go a little bit further with the exemptions and know, you can almost take word for what Kendall County did. And they list public bodies, political affiliations, religious, school districts, which would fall within this, tax-exempt businesses. I know that you guys have listed the 501c3 in there, but that doesn't cover all the organizations that need to be covered. So I ask that you consider all those. I think it would help clarify for not only the community, but for also the law enforcement who are enforcing these things, that there are exemptions, and there's a meaning and a definition of solicitation, and just to protect the rights of all the citizens. I just think it's important to make that very clear, which I think is your intent, is to clarify the existing ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? All right. We have a set of minutes from January 18, 2023. Do we have any comments on those? Take those approved as presented. All right, new business admin 2023-09. This is our budget report for January 2023.
So far, everything's coming in fairly as expected. I do expect revenues to continue to exceed what we have for budgetary amounts, and we'll get more into that over the next couple of weeks as we start talking about the fiscal year 24 budget. I'm just kind of looking at sales tax. So for January, these were October consumer sales. They were flat on the sales tax side, hovering right around $364,000. Although the good news is for February, they did go up 1%. And then the non-home sales for January were around 4% higher than the year prior. And actually in February, they went up 8%. So I'm thinking that we'll probably see about 3% growth in municipal sales tax at the end of the fiscal year, which isn't the 25% we got last year and the 12% we got the year before, but it is a historical norm, about 3%. And I'm expecting non-home rule sales tax to grow about 6% year over year at this point. So I have, is there any questions? We'd be happy to answer.
Any questions? This is informational. Thank you, Rob.
Sure.
All right. Next item, admin 2023-10, treasurer's reports for January 2023.
Our beginning fund balance of $27,400,675. Year-to-date revenues of $36,722,338. Year-to-date expenses of $40,087,248. for a projected ending fund balance of $24,035,764.
Any questions on the Treasurer's report? Any objections to consent agenda? Nothing. Next item, admin 2023-11, review of invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 for January 24th and February 14th bills.
So these are informational, as always. These bills have already come before you on the 24th of January, and then last night as well. But we do want to highlight invoices that were paid between $5,000 and $25,000. If there's any questions or concerns, we have any answer.
Anybody have any questions on the details? All right. Thank you, Rob. And then 2023-12 website report for January 2023.
Attached is the report. It is trending that we are still seeing a lot more hits on our social media sites, and then our times and our actions on our website is going down, which also mirrors what we've been seeing over the last couple of months. And then I'd be happy to answer any questions, but really the meat and potatoes is the next item we move forward in the design for the future website.
Any questions on the website report?
I do have one.
Good. Oh, sure.
Do you guys anticipate with the redesign that you'll see more hits? So.
What we try to do is not lose a user in the website. So what we try to do is provide a direct link or where they can search and hit the link right away so that they're not kind of navigating through one link. So we try to make it very clear and concise so that everybody has that information.
Any other comments on that one? All right, and it's informational. Next item, new business admin 2023-12, I'm sorry, 2023 website redesign, mood board, and layout proposal.
So before you, you have a mood board and a layout proposal from Civic Plus, which is our current designer, and they have been our website holder since 2014. The last time we did a redesign was the summer of 2020, and we are taking advantage of our included redesign every 2 years. So this new website would be rolled out this summer, anticipating everything goes smoothly. But the big thing that we want to make sure that you're all comfortable with is the color scheme and the general bubble design before we go forward, where we're really making it a pretty website. So this will come back continually for your review. It will, in future versions, will include pictures, font, all that good stuff. But right now we are looking at really the bird's eye view, looking at colors, and then just looking at the bubble scheme. So you see that we are continuing to have the logo prominent as a portion of the website. And then the colors, we chose lighter and brighter colors than what we are doing currently, just to mix it up and make sure that everybody realizes it is a redesign. The one thing that we did get from staff, a lot of comments, is they feel that our current website is kind of dark, so we are trying to brighten it up. We do have a staff team looking at this as well. And then, as always, we want to make our site as search-friendly and as user-friendly as possible, so in the layout, you will see that the site search is at the top and that there are social media buttons on the side, and then it will have space for pictures and carousels and movies, even if we would like to put those on there. We will still continue to have graphic buttons that highlight payment information, parks and recreation, all of our top hits. We will create a button for that. We know our top hits because we use our analytics every month. And then lower on the page, there will be the news flash items and the Facebook feed that we currently have on there. It'll just be laid out in a different way. So I'm happy to answer any questions or take any feedback, because I will be bringing this back to Civic Plus by the end of this week. And then we're scheduled to give them go ahead on this information that's being presented to you by the end of next week. But it is always a conversation, and those dates ebb and flow.
Any comments?
Have you received any complaints from citizens about the usability of the website as it is now?
No.
Because redesigning changes how they'll interact with it, right?
Correct. But we made sure, and in the last one we did the same thing, is that the search button stays static and that is prominently fixed. So whenever somebody gives us a call, our first thing is, do you have an access to the internet? You get on our website, I want you to type this into the search so that they're not clicking through and looking for a million things. And then also, with Civic Plus, we are guaranteed that it will be ADA accessible too.
Other comments? I've got a couple of them. I'm glad to hear the comment about the fact that the website looks dark. I know it does. It's actually, I call it white. The blues, the reds, they just don't pop. They don't relate. I don't really think, you know, when you look at our color board, you got our color logo. None of the colors in the proposal or the current site match. They don't really play off of the colors that have been historically used with your board. So I'm glad we're going to something more vibrant. I'd like us to try to be a little more, you know, whether it's a true red, true yellow, something of that sort. Because the website is very muddy. I've not liked what we did, and I understand we went through this, I think the language was the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, which is truly a guideline. The ADA standards federally do provide certain laws that we have to accommodate, but the WCAG is a guide, and I want to make certain that Civic Plus is not taking that a little too far, because I am not happy with what they did on the last version. And I know a lot of that was driven by the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. And I remember us having a discussion, the photos are muted, the background, the colors of buttons, everything's muted. And I hope that the next 4 years we don't have the same kind of issues coming about. I'm glad we're doing things like search button being static in places, addressing issues that are necessary, but I just want it to be a little more attractive site. I've seen some other Civic Plus has done, and they look a lot better. So,
what would you use as an example? Because I've been looking at the county one, and it's pretty bland.
There was one on their page that I really liked. That it had some similar colors and vibrancy.
Just for comparison purposes, I just kind of want to know what you're talking
about. Right, so you can see the vibrancy. And actually,
shoot me a text or send me an email.
Yeah, I just popped onto one of the pages, and it's Marshall, Missouri. And it's a bright, vibrant background image color, background white. You know, so there's just some vibrancy. So if you start going through some of these, you're going to see there's a variety of ways that the sites can go. So
but
I'll shoot a couple of links.
Yeah, City of Marshall.
But I'll find the one that I was thinking of. I'll shoot it to you, well, to everybody, and
I can email it out to the group.
Yeah, because I don't want to spend all the time on that one, but I just want to make sure that it's something that's, I know there's some nice photos that we have on our site, but something seemed to be good. So, and what do you think the timeline is, Aaron, for the next step once we
It'll probably over 2 months. For the next step, because that's where we really will put the meat and potatoes on the draft site.
Okay.
So it'll include all the colors, it'll include draft photos, movies, etc. And then what we are focused on as staff, we do know that more than half of our users use mobile devices. So even though it may look nice on our laptops, we're really the only users on a laptop. So we want to make sure that it's easily navigated from a mobile device and you don't have to scroll for ever.
Yeah, a lot of links to get you where you need to
mm-hmm.
go. Absolutely.
Yep.
It's got to translate well. And then we'll have a not a live version, but a backdoor version that we'll be able to see before it goes public.
100%. And we can still make other changes at that point, too, so we're not locked in.
And then, is this our last one with Civic Plus, or do we have... Is this just one that just continuously goes, as long as we keep our hosting service with mm-hmm. them, every 4 years we get it as part of the package of
correct.
Hosting?
And because we are legacy users, we have the most robust design program options. Okay.
So we don't have anything that's forced us, or forcing us to go to an overhaul.
No, and we also get the most bang for our buck. We get the most design buttons. We get the most, we can use, like I said, the movies. We can use carousels. We have the most options available for us at no upcharge.
That's good. I just want to make sure that we're looking to see if there's any type of big financial hits coming for forced upgrades or anything like that.
Nothing.
Okay. Any other thoughts or comments on the website mood board? Lamp proposal. All right, we will see that again in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. Old business, admin 2023-06, the ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code for solicitors, hawkers, and itinerant merchants.
So staff took back the comments from the last meeting, and we did modify the language with Kathy's input. So you see different language in there on Yorkville School District under age of 19, and then also solicitation for under age 14. We have gotten some other feedback, and we have a couple of questions out to Kathy, because we do believe that religious organizations and other tax-exempt political, all those other types of groups that could go door-to-door are covered under our definition section in the solicitation ordinance, where they are all protected under the First Amendment because they are not selling any goods. So we will get that feedback from Kathy and let everybody know if there's any other modifications that we would need to make.
So between the two last months, where it was specific to 501c3 organizations and our current, which gives the exception to basically students and youth organizations, are we comfortable with how this part of the language is, albeit looking to get some clarification on the religious organizations? Obviously, we do have some freedom of speech items there, and solicitor is very clearly defined as sales. So, any thoughts on what we have for the language presented before us? I think it does do what we wanted in terms of trying to deal with what staff has come across with the issues, and then getting the language clarified that we want to not have to background check, you know, a six-year-old kid from the Girl Scouts just because they want to go sell cookies.
My question is the same as last time we talked about this. This is specifically for Yorkville School District 115. But if you have other residents in town who don't attend Yorkville School District 115, if you have kids that go to Yorkville Christian, Cross Lutheran, Holy
exactly.
Angel, St. Mary's, they should be covered under it as well.
And we got the clarification that just limiting it to Yorkville School District is something we can do. If we want, we can finagle the language to accommodate all districts serving within the Yorkville 115 boundaries.
I think we need to. Because this just limits it to public school students in Yorkville.
Yeah.
You're excluding a wide variety of other kids.
Mm-hmm. We have quite a few different schools within the district of Yorkville 115. I think it would be fair if we're going to say Yorkville 15, which technically goes outside of our boundaries, we would have all schools within it. So,
one second. So you also have homeschooling.
And that would be, when we do the language, I would expect the language not to be listing every school, but it would list all schools that are providing services within the district or the boundaries of Y-115.
Right, and you could include also, if homeschool is an issue, homeschooled children who have been, you know, the homeschool has been approved by whatever the school board, because they have to do get pre-approval from the school district. So, yeah, I don't know.
So I think that'll be a little language crafting for Kathy to make sure that it accomplishes the goal.
And the goal is to allow kids to go sell their stuff for school.
Yes.
Or sports.
For our district.
Yes.
Or school district.
Our district. Yes.
Any other thoughts on that one as it, it sits? Okay. Obviously, we're not going to move this one forward. We'll wait to get some more clarification and a revision on that. Any other thoughts? Good. All right. Any additional business?
I'd like to add on to what the people were speaking with earlier. So I live right next door to these people here. And the majority of the time, I don't hear the bass as big. The last time Vince got a violation, I could hear it in my basement over my TV, which is very, very few and far between. I contacted the owner. He came out with me, came out to their street, heard. There is no denying he heard it, he admitted he heard it. He said, I don't hear it when I'm standing outside my building, but I can hear what they're hearing now. He got the violation that same very night after we spoke. He said he was going to turn it down. Didn't turn it down.
When's his ordinance violation hearing?
I'm not sure. I do know that this is the second time. The first one, they paid the ticket, they've gotten it. This is the second one within 6 months. I would just implore you, you know, to consider maybe moving this further along, looking into the ordinance, or seeing if there's something we can do when it pertains to a business that is directly linked to residential. And this, as far as I know, this would be the only place in city limits that this would affect. It's gotten, they've been patient. They've been dealing with this for a while. And, you know, I'd really like to move this along. So if it's something you consider maybe discussing further.
Thanks. Anything else?
It's just, this issue seems to be 8 years that I can remember, this has been going on back and forth. I know it's not a constant thing, but I would swear that it is at least every year.
Yes.
Somebody comes in with a complaint, so I...
It's every Friday and Saturday, and then in the summertime, Sundays when they have games. It's every weekend, so you can't...
Even weeknights.
Yeah.
Weeknights.
Like, I didn't talk, but I don't live where they live. I live across the street, so I'm not in vicinity to him, and I can hear in my bedroom every time. I mean, I can hear almost the words, and I have a small child, too, and she can't sleep in the bedroom on Fridays and Saturdays. We can't have sleepovers with girlfriends because they hear it. We have a pool. We can't have pool parties in the summer because of his band, and it's just... It's becoming it's my life, it's their life. I just want it to end because it's consuming and it's ridiculous. I don't want him to go out of business. I own a business too, so I understand it. But there's limits that people have when they're right next to somebody's home. And when he knows what he's doing, and it's like that night that he heard it, almost like he turned it up louder. And it just to kind of spite. You know, it's just, it seems like it's kind of gotten a little better since that night, but that's the flow it goes. He gets a ticket, it gets a little better, and then it goes back to loud. And it stays loud until we say something, and we shouldn't have to keep doing this. He's a business. There should be something for him to have to follow, because he's right next to our homes. If he were somewhere else, over down the river, he can do whatever he wants. But when he's by our homes, there should be some ordinance that he needs to follow. Because that I can hear it and I'm not in his backyard is ridiculous.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is, you know, we keep hearing it, and then we think it goes away because we don't hear any more complaints, and then, you know, we hear it again.
It's just kind of because we get tired. You know when things, when nothing changes and you don't think it's going to change, then you just kind of give up and say, okay, I'll see how much I can handle until you can't handle it anymore. You know when I got my relief? When the last owner lost the place for not paying his taxes and it was sat empty and then COVID hit.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's sad to say that, but it was amazing.
I know there have been conversations with code officials on this one regarding going out there listening to it. And unfortunately, code officials that have to go out there are law enforcement because it's typically when our regular officer or code officials are not in ours. So I know there have been quite a few complaints and citations on this one. There were times when it was actually looked at for the sound dampening that was within the building and things. Like this has been going on, as you said. I know for over 10 years. I mean, almost as long as I've been on the council, it's been an issue. So we'll see if we can do something. I actually have a meeting with the chief tomorrow. I can bring it up to him and talk to him about it. And we can see what options exist and what we can do.
Chief and I have had many discussions on this, and part of the problem is there is no ordinance, and he cannot find any ordinance pertaining to base. And the only thing that they have is more based on like distance and not decibels. So when they're taking the sound decibel levels, you're not getting always enough level of the sound decibel to create a violation. But it doesn't mean that the bass isn't pounding. So that's something we might want to look into is what can we do to regulate bass.
Sounds good.
Thank you, guys.
Also, can I say one more quick thing? When I spoke with the chief, I asked him, you know, what time of night things are supposed to quiet down. He said to me, 10 p.m. Well,
he gets bands.
And if you look on their Facebook thing, that's when they start, it's 10 a.m. And it gets louder and louder as, you know, usually if I'm calling, it's like 1 a.m. And I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
We're all texting each other at 1 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no rest. And our police should have better things to deal with than this. I hate bothering them.
And calls are going on while all this is going on to politely ask, can you please turn the volume down? Can you please turn the bass down? Generally, the first time they'll say, oh yeah, I'll take care of it, and they hang up on it. And then the second or third call on that same issue, then they start getting nasty if you just stand and hold on. So, I mean, the phone lines, the people that are working there, obviously, are not trying to cooperate. They're doing their job in running inside the phone alley and serving alcohol and whatever else they're doing there. But as far as the other exterior stuff, or external stuff that's going on, they don't care about it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? We'll take a look at that. New German, it's 6:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.